Hello there, and thanks for joining me on the podcast today, the Psychology Report. Here's the topic: what makes a good life? You know, we're going to be hearing now over the next number of years research findings related to living long, living well, living healthy, living lives that are productive and worthwhile. We're going to be hearing more and more about that. Recently, I attended a seminar summarizing the findings of the Osher Institute. The Osher Institute focused on the quality of life that's associated with a long life. And I'll give you some of the findings of that in a moment. I read an article not too long ago regarding Harvard University and the study that they have conducted over 80 years of looking at men's lives in terms of how they live well and the differences between those that live well and those that don't. And they've summarized some of the findings there. And now more recently, within this last year, ARP, we all know it by ARP magazine, but ARP convened a conference to look at how you can live to 100. What makes the difference? Why some people live to 100 and some don't? And what's associated with the lives of those people that live up into the years of 100. And they're going to be studying this over the course of the next number of years. They've kicked off a project that is referred to as Living 100 Project. Living 100 Project. So we're going to be reading a great deal in this area of quality living, long living, and you'll be reading about it. You'll be thinking about it. You'll be challenged. So today I'd like to just kind of go through some of these findings for us and just take a look at them in terms of how they seem to manifest themselves in your life. Okay? Take a look at that Harvard study. They track men's lives over 80 years. And the difference that made the point that made the difference between those that lived a good quality life and those that did not were their relationships. It was found out that relationships that you have are more important in predicting your future than your cholesterol levels or your blood pressure levels. And it was more important to live a life in which there was an absence of loneliness as compared to some of the bad habits that we usually think in terms of, like smoking and alcoholism. Well, those were not good patterns of behavior either, but loneliness ranked very high in the difference between those that lived a good life and those that did not. So the good life was always associated in the findings of Harvard study with strong relationships over time. Now, that doesn't mean you have to have a ton of friends. That just means you have to have a couple very close and good friends, the kind of friend that you'd call in the middle of the night if you had a problem. If you had a plumbing problem, or if you had a health problem that occurred in the middle of the night, who would you call? That's the kind of friend that this study is looking at. Somebody that is close, somebody with whom you're connected, somebody with whom you trust, somebody with whom you feel that you belong to them and they belong to you. It's kind of an extended family member, so to speak. That's the kind of friendship that makes a difference in living a good quality life and those that do not live such a life. Now, studies have shown that when you sit down with somebody, a close friend, a trusted friend, a good friend, when you sit down and talk, you know what happens? Blood pressure lowers. Cholesterol levels drop. All the indicators, the chemical indicators of stress, just simmer down and quiet in the body. In other words, the stress hormones are reduced to a very low level as you sit and talk with a friend and just relax. It could be one of the reasons why therapy is effective and very helpful to a lot of people, because they come and sit for an hour and they just relax and they get out of the fray of stressful living and begin to look at it in a context of what's helpful, you know, to them. We have found that if you look at your life at around age 50 and you have a quality life, you're going to have a quality older life. But if your life at 50 is harried and stressed, and you carry a great deal of indicators of ill health, the rest of your life will probably reflect that same kind of stress and ill health that you're now feeling at age 50. So warmth and orderliness has always been the predictability factor from childhood to adulthood. You live as an adult as you are a child. And if you live a warm life, that's warm relationships, calm living, and you live an orderly life, things are in routine, things are in order, things follow a pattern, your adult life will follow that same general pattern in life as well. And you'll live a longer life. You'll live a good life. So relationships are extremely important as you think in terms of living a long life, but living a good life. It's the connections we have. It's the connections that we always thought about. If you know people, you're going to advance yourself occupationally. Well, this is a similar idea. If you know people, you're connected with people, you're going to do better in your health patterns as well. So let's just kind of take that idea about connectedness and check yourself out. How well are you connected? How well are your friendships placed in your life? And how readily available are they to you? And how readily available are you to others? Are you the person of friendship for others? Now, the study by ARP is also an interesting study. It was, would you like to live to 100? How could you live to 100? What it will take to live to 100? And they begin to explore these kind of, I'll call them secrets to life, if you will. George Benjamin, physician of the American Public Health Association, made this statement as part of their study. The secret to long life is well, and to live as well as you can, and to have a short and glorious ending. The secret to life is to live a long life as well as you can, and to have a short and glorious ending. In other words, live fully. Live with expectation. Live with excitement. Live with joy. Live with happiness. Live with activity. Live with connections. Right up to the time of death. And have a short period of time pre-death. But live well and live long and live strong. Jonathan Stevens of the ARP organization and vice president of the Thought Leadership Program said this: what limits human longevity is our biology, our behavior patterns, the systems of life to which we are exposed, and our environment. That's pretty profound. You know, there are limits on our life, but it's our biology. To some degree, we are genetically predisposed to certain kinds of disorders and health problems. Not totally. It's only a kind of a predisposition. It's only a hint in that direction. It's a tap in that direction. But there are a lot of other things that go to that, go with that. And it's how we live our life. It's our behavior patterns, whether we choose to live self-destructive behavior, such as smoking and alcohol, and being sedentary and having very few friends or no friends. I mean, those kind of behavior patterns do not do well for our health. The systems of life to which we're exposed, the political system, you know, that we're exposed to, the work systems that we're exposed to, the stress levels in the various systems that live in our life, in our community, that works against us or can work against us. And, of course, our environment, air quality, and so on. So there's a lot of factors that go into living long and living well or living short and living prematurely. Dying prematurely. So, what is the factor here? What are the things that really kind of make a difference in our life so that we can not only live well and live long, but have a joyful life and have a life that is involved and stimulating, and just brings us to a place of satisfaction at the end of each day. Well, let me summarize it by giving you some questions, okay? If you're listening to this podcast in the early morning of the day, then you can ask the question with the tense of, what are you going to do today? What will your day be like? But if you're listening to this podcast at the end of the day, you can answer these questions from the past tense. What did I do today? How was my day? Did I engage in these kind of behavior patterns today? So in the morning, you can look at it as a kind of a forward look. If you're listening at the end of the day, kind of a backward look on your life for just today. These questions come from the Osher Institute, convened at the Fresno State University here in Fresno, California. And here are some of the issues, and I'll put them in form of a question, okay? Socially active. Seniors who live a socially active life do well, live long, and live a healthy and happy life. Socially active. So the question is, are you going to be socially active today? Do you have a plan for that? Or at the end of the day, were you socially active today? Were you socially active in your life today? Did you have a great deal of social activity? That means your involvement with several people, more than one, more than two maybe. But did you have a social connection in your day today? Or will you today? So it's that social activity, that social connectedness, that's very important. And you have to ask yourself the question, are you doing that? Not just today, but each day. Okay? So it's not just being socially active, but secondly, they talked about being socially connected. Are you socially connected? Did you do things today that connected you with somebody? Or do you plan to do something today that will connect you with somebody? Connection means that you set an appointment. Connections means that you do this regularly. Connections mean that you systematically and regularly meet with somebody or have contact with somebody by phone or by in person. But that there's an ongoing, regular contact with somebody that you enjoy. And that that person can connect you with other people. That person can connect you with activities. That person can help you connect with enjoyment, such as concerts or movies or philharmonic or whatever it might be. It's the people in your life that connect you with life. The life that goes on in your community, and life that goes on in your church, and life that goes on in your neighborhood. So it's not just being active, but having the connections that will lead to more activity, increasing levels of activity in the future. Okay, that was 2 points. Now, here's the third one. Today, are you going to do something that will bring you to a physical fitness level? Or did you today? Did you do something physically fit today? Did you exercise? Did you walk? Did you do your stretching exercises? Did you sit in a chair and stand up 15 times or 25 times and sit down, sit up, stand up, sit down, stand up, and so on, so that you stretch the leg muscles, the thigh muscles, and make sure they're strong? Did you do some bending? Did you do some stretching? Did you ride a bicycle? You know, did you do your treadmill? In other words, are you physically fit? Did you do something today to help you become physically fit? Or are you planning to do something today that will help you become physically fit? That's the question. Here's the next question. Today, are you planning to do something spiritual? Or the other way you're asking, did you today do something spiritual? Did you read your Bible? Did you pray? Did you meditate? You know, did you discuss with somebody else some biblical idea or theological idea or spiritual thought? Did you just sit back and reflect on something spiritual, something godly, something heavenly, if you will? Did you read a book that just puts you in touch with something spiritual? That will make a huge difference in the quality of your life. So did you do that today, or are you planning to do that, you know, today? Spiritual stimulation, if you will. And here's the next one. Intellectual stimulation. Again, similar. Did you today do something intellectually stimulating? Or are you planning to do it? That is, did you read a book? Did you talk to somebody on some topic or some question that you have? Did you explore some idea with somebody? Did you listen to a broadcast? Did you listen to a podcast? Did you listen to some kind of a program? Did you read something that made you think? It made you discuss something with somebody else? Did you engage your mind? Did you engage your brain today in intellectual stimulation? Are you planning to do it? And what will you do to do that? Okay? All these mean that you're going to live, you know, longer, obviously. And then lastly, here was the thing that they said. It's when you do your best. It's when you are in your comfort zone. Yes, live in your comfort zone. But the other part of that is stretch your comfort zone. Stretch your comfort zone today. Live in your comfort. Do the things that are comfortable for you, that are routine and regular and give you a sense of comfort. Low levels of stress, if you will. But then do something that's outside your comfort zone. Do something that makes you stretch a little bit. Make something that makes you just go a little bit beyond what is comfortable and what is usual and typical for you. That will be helpful to your brain and helpful to your mind and helpful to your general health of your body. And here's the last point that they did say. The worst thing that can happen to you today is to have an attitude of hate. To have an attitude of hate. To have to deal with somebody who hates, or to have a feeling within yourself of hatred for somebody else. Strong, negative, anger, hatred feelings are destructive. So today, are you feeling hatred towards somebody? Or did you feel hatred towards somebody today? Resolve that if you can. Resolve that as soon as you can. You can't carry hatred because that's going to work against you. Going to work against your health. That's the one thing that really works against quality living, healthy living, positive living, is that sense of being hated or to hate somebody else. Just to have that feeling or that sense about yourself of hatred. So there you are. You can live a healthy life. You can live a long life. You can live a life of productivity. You can live a life of joy and happiness. You can live a life of satisfaction. You can live a life of quietness and calmness, and yet at the same time one of interest and activity and stretching your mind and stretching your brain and stretching the life experiences that you have from day to day. It's up to you. It's yours to do it. So today, ask yourself these questions. As you start your day, are you planning to do these kind of things? Or if you're at the end of the day now, did you do them? And then plan for tomorrow. Plan for tomorrow so that you put into your life people, and you put into your life connections, and you put into your life physical activity and intellectual stimulation and spiritual activity, spiritual stimulation. Plan to live a long life. But then finish it well and finish it quickly. So live strong right up to the end and enjoy your life. More and more people in the next 20 to 30 years are not only going to enjoy their life better, but they're going to live longer. And you could be one of them. So living longer, but living an enjoyable life is the combination we want. That's the goal we're trying to establish. So you're going to be hearing a lot about this over the course of the next several years. So get used to these kind of issues. Get used to these kind of questions. But more importantly, adjust your lifestyle so that you engage yourself with people. You engage yourself with activities and stimulation. You engage yourself with something new and different. You engage yourself with something that will bring joy and satisfaction and enrichment into your life. Well, thanks for joining me today. And I trust that you will have a good day today in your own activity and what you're going to be doing. So make sure that you do everything you can to make today a worthwhile one for you. Go to my website, booksbyhedberg.com. Now, if you'd like to be a sponsor of this podcast, you'll be also a sponsor of my television program, which occurs every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Central Valley Talk. The television program is Dr. Teach Me to Parent, a good program for parents to give them a strong education in terms of how to be an effective parent and an intentionally effective parent. So if you'd like to be a sponsor or you would like to sponsor a nonprofit organization, get in touch with me. We'll be glad to have you as a sponsor, and we'll be glad to sponsor a nonprofit organization on your behalf. So be glad to hear from you. Okay? Bye for now.